Well, happy Monday, everybody. It is January 24th, 2022, the Monday after the great playoff weekend for the NFL with absolutely amazing games. I know a lot of you spent Saturday and Sunday watching them as I did. My name's Larry Jacobs, and it's a pleasure to have you here today, or maybe you're not listening today. Maybe you're listening in the archives, and we appreciate that just as much as if you were listening live. Welcome to the show. We archive every show over at ace-ed.org. That's ace-ed.org. That's the home website, all about equity and access for a consortium for equity in education. Our magazine is over there. You'll love it if you haven't checked it out. That's the online journal, Equity and Access. Every podcast is there, a ton of other news, and a link to our newer website, which is SEL Today, all about social-emotional learning, seltoday.org. So everything's at ace-ed.org if you want to check it out. And we have a terrific show. A show has been thrilled that we got this together. There's a company out there called Front Row. They're at gofrontrow.com, gofrontrow.com. They're all about sound equity. That's right, sound in the modern classroom, which has a lot to do not only with children who are hard of hearing. It has to do with everybody being able to hear what the teacher is saying. All right. It also has to do with safety and communications and SEL, social-emotional learning. We're going to learn all that from Mark Jones. All right, I'm going to bring Mark on right now. Mark is the VP of Sales over at Front Row, and again, that's at gofrontrow.com. Mark, how you doing? It's Larry here.
I'm doing good, Larry. How are you?
I'm just fine. Did you watch the games yesterday?
No, I spent most of yesterday clearing out snow up here in Michigan.
Where are you in Michigan? I thought you were in California. Where are you in Michigan?
No, our offices are in California, but
yeah.
I'm in the Grand Rapids area. Yeah.
Tulip Land. Okay.
Yeah,
Did it snow yesterday?
Yeah, it still is snowing, in fact. We're getting quite
that.
A bit right now. Yeah.
No, you should move to where I live, where it's always summer, Maine. It was a joke.
Right.
Don't move to any state that begins with an M. It's going to be really, really cold. Minnesota, Michigan, Maine. It's going to be really, really cold up there. Mark, it's nice to have you here today. I really appreciate it. And tell us, you know, just to explain what Front Row is to everybody. Again, it's gofrontrow.com. Please check it out, everybody. You're the sales manager. Talk to us about it. Just start it right there. What are the benefits to what you guys do and all the products that you do? Go ahead. That's a heavy question. Start her off.
Yeah, that's a great setup for a guy in sales, Larry. Thanks.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead. Do it.
Well, Go Front Row, as the name implies, was an early company doing classroom audio products. That is basically putting a microphone on the teacher to be sure that every student can hear every spoken instruction, no matter where they are in the room. And, of course, as that developed today, that includes all of the multimedia, all of the interactive curriculum and other things that kids need to hear in the classroom. And so Front Row has been one of the leading companies in developing that. And
absolutely.
Over the years, we've added just so much technology to try to make the job of the teacher just a little bit easier in the classroom. Teachers are one of the leading occupations for vocal damage and laryngitis. We all know about teachers who've lost their voice when they come back to school. And so not having to use your big teacher voice in a room, that they can use a nurturing tone, the inflection that engages people, that gets them to listen because now I'm talking in this manner, is something that teachers aren't able to do if they want to be heard across a normally busy, active room. This isn't sitting quietly in rows waiting to be called on like when we were in school.
Right.
Today's classrooms are, dynamic, sometimes loud, where you got kids doing different activities and the teacher's moving all over the room. They're not. There's no front. They're not standing in the front. Kids aren't all facing the same direction. Yeah, so teachers, you know, have the ability by simply muting and unmuting their mic to work with kids in smaller groups, to move around the room, and then unmute and address the entire class and get that attention quickly. You know, I remember teachers flipping the light switch, you know, 1, 2, 3, eyes on me. And right now they just, now they are just yelling loudly, right? Now they can just unmute their mic and all the little heads pop up around the room because they understand when they hear the teacher in that manner, oh, that's for me, that's for everybody. And the kids adapt so quickly. I've been doing nothing but classroom audio, Larry, for over 20 years now.
Wow.
And
wow.
The anecdotal stories from teachers beat all of the studies. And there are 30 years of studies telling you what a benefit there is to giving a teacher this tool. Just more studies, I think, than almost any technology that's been put in the classroom. But the anecdotal stories are the best. You know, the loud guy teacher, oh, I don't need that. You know, I'm a loud talker.
That was me.
I've got the booming voice. Yeah. And then the little girl says, oh, I like it because he doesn't yell at us anymore.
I know about Front Row. I think it's a great company. Okay. And again, everybody, it's gofrontrow.com. Okay. We put that G-O in front of it. Okay. But, you know, it's interesting. When I always thought of Front Row, I always think of benefits to the students. All right. We're going to talk about that.
Yeah.
And what you just said, okay, reminds me of how wrong I can be sometimes, because I have a feeling, and of course we're most concerned about students, let's be honest, and their learning, all right? But you just put that in perspective how important this is to the educator, okay? And if it works for the educator, it's going to work better for the students. Okay, are people surprised when you say, look how good this works for the educator, because they think you're going to go in and tell them how good it is for the students? I think that was great.
Yeah. Absolutely, yeah. I maybe I'm a bit biased because I've been at it so long.
No.
I just assume everybody knows about the benefits to the students. You know, we have undiagnosed hearing loss, temporary hearing loss due to ear infections and things. You know, sometimes it can be as simple as, you know, the kid didn't have a good breakfast, and so it's difficult to focus. You know, there's so much going on, and we expect so much of our teachers, you know, to meet all their kids at all their different levels and needs, to make sure that they're keeping up, you know, sometimes running several different levels of a curriculum and inside a single class at different grade levels, kids that perhaps English isn't their primary language, you know, so they've got a different level of language acquisition that they're dealing with. All of that is placed on the back of the teacher, and we're just providing a tool that hopefully makes that job a little bit easier for them.
You are doing that.
We believe
you are doing that. You are doing that.
Yeah. And once they've instructed with a classroom audio system, you know, every teacher who has one will tell you,
they're not going back.
Yeah, it's the puppy dog. Just take it home for the weekend. You know, you can bring it back. They're never going to teach without a mic again. And you know, it's funny, Larry. If you or I are invited to speak at a conference, we wouldn't think of doing a 2-hour session without a microphone. And yet, teachers are expected to cover 30. Let's face it, maybe not the highest attention span audience.
Yeah.
Without a mic every day. It's no wonder they suffer from vocal fatigue, and they're exhausted at the end of the week. With a classroom audio system, they just report, wow, I have so much more energy at the end of the day, so much more energy at the end of the week because I'm not spending it. And perhaps they don't realize just how much energy they expel just broadcasting their voice over – you know, a noisy projector or the heating system in the back of the room, or just 25 to 30 kids, you know. It's a useful and powerful tool, and that's just talking about distance and ambient noise in the classroom. We call those the invisible barriers to learning. I've had plenty of adults, even educators, principals, et cetera, sit in the back of a room and tell me I can hear just fine. But they have to understand that they're an adult learner. A couple of words, you could say leave out a couple of words or omit
yep.
a couple of words.
You
don't even have to think about it because your brain just fills those in. A second, third,
kid,
fourth grade doesn't do that. All of a sudden,
yep,
they're lost. They're falling behind. And at no fault of the teacher, they could simply be noises in the room, these invisible barriers to learning again, ambient noise, just the distance. The teacher turned their back to write something on the smart board. A kid next to them, you know, was distracting. And so being sure all the kids have equal access to the spoken instruction, that they can hear, not just hear the sound, but hear clearly, because it's not about amplification.
Yeah.
It's not about amplification. It's about clarity and distribution in the room. That's really what it's about. And freeing up that teacher, you know, they're already walking around to make sure that they're heard. But freeing them up to be wherever it is they need to be in the room. Maybe I need to stand over here next to little Larry because he needs extra attention to stay focused.
Little Larry does. Right. How'd you know that? Did you check my permanent record? I didn't think there really was a permanent record.
Yeah, okay. It's still on the records, Larry.
That's funny.
Yeah, so the teacher, you know, they're up there using the smart board, or they're standing next to different groups or whatever, and they need to be free to move about the room as they need to, but still be able to be heard everywhere without having to yell across the room. You know, it's interesting that, like you have on your blog and on your sports site about social emotional learning, of course, we're all very interested in.
Yeah, I wanted
to
get into this with you. Go ahead. Yeah, go. Do it.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it's new, right, relatively in the conversation, but yet it seems like such an important thing. Why weren't we talking about it all of the time? And I didn't think it was something necessarily that applied to our technology, but I watched the teachers talk about it with their students, how, you know, even your tone, even yelling, you know, blaming, you know, all the different things they're teaching kids about how that affects their fellow students and all of that. And I think we're up there yelling at them in a tone, and perhaps it could be improved if we didn't have to broadcast our voice. You know, just being able to create that nurturing conversation in a room, making sure that all those voices are heard when it's their turn to ask a question or to speak using a student microphone, right? When they read aloud.
Yeah, if you can't hear it clearly, you're not going to be able to answer the question properly. You're not even going to be able to ask the question properly. Excuse me, a cough, it's asthma. Okay? Because it's terrible. Okay? But, you know, if you didn't hear the teacher and you don't understand something, all right, you're not going to be able to ask the teacher about it, because kids are emotional basket cases. Okay, and they're shy. They don't want to stand like, oh, my God, I didn't hear a word you just said. Okay, so you're going to shy back. Okay, there's a whole thing to that, and it has to do with resiliency. It has to do with competence. It has to do with confidence. All right, it's a whole big thing, and I have to ask you something, and this would be on people's minds. We're talking about sound technology in a classroom, and I know you guys could do school building technology as well. I'm pretty sure of that. But my question is, if it's an older school or a school that's already built, how, when you go in, is it easy to put into any given classroom? Okay, and if it is, can you move the technology from classroom to classroom to classroom? What do you need? What does the school need to do all this? You convinced me. Now how do we get it in there?
That's a great question. I'll try to answer it completely but quickly. Yes,
no,
of course. We've developed over 20 years just a huge range of products. So you do have, you know, that boombox of classroom audio, right? You have the plug and play, set it down, plug it in, put on your microphone, which is just a little necklace style, and you're in business, right? So deployed instantly. When the pandemic first started, we were inundated with people needing the tools to be able to give classes online or both online, as they call it, synchronous and asynchronous, right? For us, it was just Roomers and Zoomers. We had kids in class and we had kids at home. And we, using a classroom audio system, the teacher wearing their mic was amplified in the room, but so were the kids at home. So they were heard in the class, and then the teacher could still move about the class and do what they needed to do, but yet they were heard as if they were kind of sitting there right in front of their laptop addressing it. We moved on to incorporate cameras and other things to help teachers, you know, provide a more engaging Zoom experience. And, of course, we've always had our lesson capture software, which allows a teacher's not only voice to be recorded, but actually what they're displaying on their projector or smart board or whatever to all be recorded together and watched maybe at a later time. So we pivoted right away to live instruction. So not only, you know, are we able to create that environment in class, but create it at home. So, you know, whether it's an installed system, like we do a lot of new construction where it's built right into the walls, into the ceiling.
I was going to ask that.
AV management, the whole integrated system, you know, right from a new building. And as you said, we do incorporate all of our classroom systems with our full network-based paging, intercom, bells, emergency alert system, all in one. So if the office makes a page announcement or emergency alert, it mutes every classroom. Everything's instantly heard. It's all integrated into one system on the network. Network makes it easily manageable by the technology department. And, of course, since the teacher's always wearing their microphone, we've incorporated those panic buttons, those emergency alert buttons right into the system. So they've got all of that incorporated in one system. I know it sounds like we're solving a lot of things there.
Well, you are.
But that can be retrofit to an existing school. Because of course, once you do the brand new school, that sets a new bar for the whole district, right? Immediately, you'll have your other schools saying, "Where's mine?" That equity of schools within a district. So we've of course made it easy to be retrofitted to existing buildings. So yeah, we've got three different plug-and-play classroom audio systems, and then all of our custom installed systems available as well. But, you know, again, outside that technology, it's really back to good instructional methodologies, good curriculum, and great, you know, outstanding teachers, right, with the training to do that. This tool simply makes sure that whatever curriculum or instructional methodology they've invested in, you know, is equally accessed, whether the kids are at home, whether the kids are in the class, whether they have perhaps an auditory processing disorder or a little bit of ADHD or hearing loss or whatever, you know, if they're in, like I said, language acquisition mode. And let's face it, even a non-secondary language student, you know, every second grader is in language acquisition mode. They're hearing new words
every day.
So being able to hear clearly that instruction makes a big difference. We've all sat in the back of a conference where there wasn't a microphone or the sound system wasn't working, and you're straining to hear and you're watching their lips to be able to get that extra bit. Well, those are a lot of adult listening skills in play. Students need to be able to hear and hear easily to create a very comfortable learning environment where you can look down and still just listen and get every word. It makes a big difference, and we're glad to help, like I said, teachers with what I think is a very, very difficult job already.
You know, it reminds me, Mark, of a universal design for learning. When you originally think of classroom audio, I don't think I'm the only one who would think like this. You think of kids who might be hard of hearing, all right? But when you – and it's like cuts in the curb. We always use that as the classic example. It started off to help wheelchair people. But now everybody pulls their briefcase and suitcase behind them, okay, or pushes the baby carriage, all right? In other words, it starts off as something for, quote, special needs, okay? And then all of a sudden – it becomes something that's commonplace, okay, or that needs to be commonplace, because we have the technology. And like you said, there's a lot of reasons out there. One of the things I wrote down, which just almost made me laugh, was ear infections. Okay, not that they are funny. My kids went through about 47 million of them when they were little. Okay? So,
yes.
You know, the fact of the matter is they are there, and they hurt hearing. All right? And I'll tell you, I can speak to this from true. If you miss how to conjugate a verb in Spanish or the day the teacher teaches it, you're dead. Okay? I didn't think that was very important, so I didn't pay any attention. That's the basis of the whole language. Okay? So my point is, this is technology that just needs to be commonplace in schools because it's there, because it helps teachers. Yeah, it's like Mount Everest. It's there.
Yeah.
That's why people climb it.
I completely agree. It is amazing, and we're, as human beings, we tend to rely heavily on sight. You know, that's just our go-to, I can see it. That's what's most important. And maybe that's what drives our technology infatuation with displays. You know, we've gone from long throw to short throw to ultra short throw to interactive panels and interactive whiteboards and then interactive displays. And that seems to be, you know, the primary focus. Well, with all of that going on, I don't remember seeing a whole lot of research showing where that improves instruction.
Mm-hmm.
But yet there's, you know, 30 years of documentation of, you know, amplified classroom versus non-amplified classroom that shows what a difference it makes for students. It's the audio equivalent of having lights on in the room, you know, so that you can hear.
Actually, that's a good point. That's a great point.
In lower elementary levels, the majority of instruction given by teachers is auditory.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're gathering language, and language is the basis of all learning. If you know the old axiom that, you know, show us the literacy scores in third grade, and we'll tell you what your graduation
rates
are going to be.
Right.
Because we learn to read, and then we read to learn, right? Well, the literacy area of the brain is developed through auditory stimulation. This is why the whole development of cochlear implants for the hearing impaired, because it wasn't about their ability to see the written word. It was about developing that area of the brain that controls literacy,
mm-hmm.
which, you know, you get into cochlear implants, that's a whole nother fascinating show, right? It's really a miracle. But we're doing the same thing. It's about giving the kids equal access to all spoken instruction, all media, and making the job a little bit easier for the teacher. It creates a better and more comforting learning environment. No different than if you were
outside. I don't know how long you've been
here.
Yeah, I don't know how long you've been at Go Front Row. Okay, but can you know the origin of the technology? Somebody must have thought of all this. I mean, for years, teachers worked without microphones in the rooms. And we've had microphones for years, okay? But teachers worked without them, all right? But all of a sudden, what you're saying, by the way, makes total sense. Who thought of all this? That, yeah, we can use this in the classroom, maybe just your company. What's the history? Do you know of it?
Well, I do, actually. So we've been doing this classroom audio for approximately 20 years as an
mm-hmm.
industry. It was very small at first. But our origin company, which is still around, is Phonic Ear. Phonic Ear spun off Front Row. Phonic Ear made individual listening devices for hearing impaired students. So the teacher microphone. Teacher wore a microphone, and the kid had a receiver. Back then, it looked like a little Walkman, right? A little belt pack and some wired speakers. They've developed up to just tiny boots that jack onto their hearing aids. But one of the solutions was a tiny, what was called a desktop speaker, and it would just sit on the student's desk and had a volume knob, and they could just amplify the teacher at their desk. This was particularly useful if the kid had a hearing aid before they had the direct Bluetooth because they needed clear sound. If you know anyone that wears hearing aids, as we all might someday, if you turn it up, you turn up everything, especially these digitals, right?
So you're
turning up the rustling papers on the desk and
the background noise.
It hurts, right? Turn it up, but so they're turning it up to hear the teacher, but then it's too loud for everything else. What we needed to do was turn the teacher up instead of turning up the hearing aid. So when they put that desk, when you put that little speaker on the desk, what we found was not only did the kid with the hearing aid or the hearing loss benefit from hearing the teacher clearly as if she was standing or he was standing right at their desk, the kids around them liked it and benefited from it. And that was the advent of classroom audio.
That's
Well, let's just put speakers in the ceiling or on the walls and spread the teacher's voice everywhere.
Yeah.
So that was it. We started with individual students and then said, wow, you know, this is good for all students, not just kids with a hearing impairment. All kids are learning better, hearing better, having better language acquisition, et cetera.
Exactly. So what do you hear? I always love, these are my favorite things. Anecdotally, when you go into a school district, all right, Mark, VP of sales over at GoFrontRow.com. All right, so you go into a school district, okay, and as we all know, when we deal with clients, they always say the same things to you, and you have to, you know, overcome that objection, if I may, because the objection is legitimate at the beginning. So what are the standard objections that you would hear? Because what you said over this last half hour is extremely persuasive. I can't believe anyone wouldn't get into this right off the bat. So talk to me. What are the questions that usually pop from a superintendent or a principal's mind?
There are some misconceptions in the earlier days, right? I'm a loud teacher. I don't need it, right? And it's not about amplification. It's about clarity, distribution, and tone, especially now. As you know, readers of your forum and listeners of your podcast know, tone means a lot. And so creating that nurturing, safe learning environment means a lot. Being able to make sure every voice is heard means a lot. But in the early days, it was like, it was unnecessary. Or it was only for hearing impaired students because of the origin.
But they get all this now, though, right?
I think today that can't be much of an
argument these days.
Right. I'd say our best estimates with all of the companies that do these products, and I've had school districts, interestingly, that are on probably their third generation of product. You know, they've got some updated new microphones every 8 years or so, 8 or 9 years, they get something new, update their technology package, and they have a newer classroom audio. Yet the district next door doesn't have any. I mean, they've
you
done
think they talk and spread the word. I mean, really, it's an obvious and necessary technology. I mean, I
support that. I do think every teacher deserves a microphone, and the students need the classrooms to be amplified. I do think it's something that will be eventually commonplace in every room. We got a big boost because of the need for online learning, for Zoom.
Yep.
Caused a lot of schools to adapt the technology for that
reason. And they're coming back now in groves,
I think there isn't a conversation about a classroom technology package today that doesn't involve that it needs, whether the kids are back or not, you need to have the ability to pivot and do online instruction at any time.
Exactly.
Report it for the kid who's out. Yep.
And I might add, because we're so involved here in equity and access, you have to have the system that allows every student, okay, an equal opportunity to learn. All right? And that covers a whole gamut of things, not just the kid who might be hard of hearing permanently. And you said that. And so it becomes an equity question. All right, and that's a key thing these days. And I have to say that I want to ask before we go here, all this is great. You just talked about new technology. I want to jump on that. Is there something new that is coming down the pike that school districts need to know about?
There's always
Always something new,
new variations of products. In fact, I believe on Monday, because we're today's Monday. Tomorrow at FETC.
I wanted to talk about
I'll be there myself tomorrow.
Yeah.
We'll be launching. I think the conference, the vendor stuff starts on Wednesday, but we'll be launching a new product. Basically, we've improved the microphones and given the teacher some remote control so they can do some neat and interactive things using their microphones. And, of course, updating our systems all the time. But, yeah, on Go Front Row, you can see everything that we have available for schools and teachers to try. And we would we'd certainly love to talk to anybody that needs more answers about it. I seriously think, again, not because I sell them, but because of what I've learned, what I've seen, the responses from teachers, and even the responses from students.
It works.
It works. Every teacher deserves
it. Period.
Them.
You're doing something good. You can put your head on the pillow every night and sleep sound. I forgot to go to FETC, and my good business partner and editor of all our stuff is Maya Appleby, and she'll be down there in Orlando. Can she stop over and say hello?
Oh, I wish she would. That'd be great.
I'll make sure. I'll tell her today. Are you in Orlando now, or are you flying down today? Or when are you flying down?
No, I'm flying in the morning. We have a setup day tomorrow, and then we'll be on the floor Wednesday morning when it opens.
I can't guarantee much, but I can almost guarantee it'll be warmer in Orlando than in Grand Rapids. Okay,
I sure hope so.
There will definitely be less snow. There will definitely be less snow. Okay, yeah, I'm going to have Maya pop over and introduce herself. That'll be great, Mark. Okay?
That'll be great.
Thank you for this. This is wonderful. I really enjoyed it. I hope we do. If we do more, and I hope we do. Okay? I'd love to talk. I'd love you to bring some educators on with you who are using the product. That would be a great way to continue this.
That would be wonderful. By way of that, we've done some videos on the website of some great installations we've done recently, where districts have invested in putting this in all their classrooms, and they talk about what a difference it's made for them and their students. I'd love for people to check those out. Yeah.
Don't watch videos, everybody. We're all audio here. This is a podcast, but you're audio. I do audio. It's great stuff, and it's so important. Okay.
Audio is the most important. I agree.
Yeah, I agree too. Fly safe tomorrow. Enjoy the conference. I hope it's a success. All right, I'll have Maya pop over and introduce herself. Okay?
All right.
This is great. Thank you, my friend. You take care. Be good.
Thanks, Larry. You too. Bye-bye.
Yeah. Bye. Everybody, that was Mark Jones. Mark is the VP of Sales, and he's damn good at his job, I can tell, at GoFrontRow.com. Please check it out. It is a necessary technology for equity and access for teachers, for all students. GoFrontRow.com, and we'll archive over at ace-ed.org. I'm Larry Jacobs. This is Pre-K-12 Education Talk Radio, the voice of ace-ed.org, and thanks for listening.